Well, it's been a busy, busy month since June 1st when I was last preaching with you guys.
自从上个六月我向大家证道以后，接下来日子很忙。
A month ago, we celebrated graduations. We had a graduation weekend.
一个月以前，我们有庆祝高中生毕业的典礼。
In that time, we've also had our first inaugural basketball tournament.
同样，我们在内也有了我们的篮球比赛。
Just want to thank to David who's away and Yong for organizing it. They did a great job. Well, we had many brackets and I think a lot of people had fun that day.
我们谢谢永刚和 David 组织这次活动。
Also, as many of you know, some people got hurt. Fortunately, nothing major. Samuel got hurt in his hand. I think he's okay. And David Siegel actually broke his finger. So we're glad that everyone's safe. There's some pictures of the day.
受伤，Samuel 把他的关节受伤了。
Yeah, David did a great job. We've been talking about this since Christmas and planning it, and it was just perfect weather, and just a lot of people came out. It was fantastic.
自从圣诞节 ，David 就在忙着准备这一次祷告，有一个好的天气。的确，我们有很多人参与了。
And then I've got one more photo to show you. So let's give a round of applause to all the participants. Deacon Eric played, Yong Gan played. Fantastic. And we're just going to keep on having some fun and fellowship this summer. We went to Top Golf. That was also about 4 weeks ago. And today we will be doing another outing. We're going to be swimming down the road at El Salido Pool. We'll be swimming at 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And then we'll be going for dinner with all the families at 6 o'clock.
我们之后也有去 Top Golf 在 Domain 那边有活动。那今天完了以后呢，在El Salido 的 pool 有休闲的时间，之后会去 CC Pizza 一起吃晚餐。
So if you haven't brought your swimming trunks, and if you live nearby, please go home, get a change of clothes, a towel, come join us for some fellowship at the pool, and then we'll be going for dinner afterwards.
如果你忘记带你的泳装，又住在附近的话，请你回家换好，然后和我们一起享受美好的时光和之后的晚餐。
Okay, let's bow down for a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, thank you for bringing us to your place this afternoon.
天父上帝，我们感谢你聚集我们这个下午。
A place where we can remember your communion.
在这里我们可以领受你的主餐。
A place where we can gather our heart and emotions and our thoughts about you today.
在这里我们可以把我们的身心灵都集中注意在你的身上。
We pray that you'd open our ears so we can listen to you.
我们祷告你可以开我们的耳朵，所以我们可以听见你。
Help us to focus our minds and our hearts on you right now.
帮助我们能够专注在你的话语上。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Well, this weekend we have been celebrating Independence Day, July 4th.
这个周末我们庆祝美国的独立日，7月4号。
This is America's birthday.
这是美国的生日。
And today's sermon comes from Romans chapter 12. So please turn with me to Romans chapter 12. Where the sermon today, the title is called Interdependence Day. Please say this word together with me. Interdependence.
请大家把圣经打开到罗马书第十二章。这次的讲到就是互相信靠。
And I'd like to hand out an assignment early in the sermon today. As you turn to Romans chapter 12, between now and Labor Day, between the two long weekends, I'd like you to read Romans chapter 1 to 11.
我给大家有一个功课要布置，就是在下一个长周末，就是劳动节九月第一个周末之间，请大家读罗马书第一到第十一章。
Now many people when they read Romans, they find it to be a tough book.
很多人读罗马书的时候觉得这本书很难。
This is in part because of the heavy theological matters that the Apostle Paul deals with.
因为这本书使徒保罗讲述了很多很要紧的神学理论。
Some Bible teachers say that chapters 1 to 11, which I'm challenging you to read in the next 2 months, is the tough theological part.
我 挑战大家读的第十第一章到第十一章是很重的神学理论的部分。
And what we're going to be starting with today, chapter 12 to 16 eventually, is the practical teaching part.
而我们今天要开始的十二章到十六章是生活应用的部分。
So what I'd like for us to do is discover that actually from chapter 1 to 16, that it is actually balanced with practical and ethical teaching from the Apostle Paul.
我想大家能够一开始就知道从罗马书第一到第十六章使徒保罗就在行为和道德上都有一个很平衡的教导。
And what I'd like to tackle in this next sermon series pertains to a topic that was of grave concern to Paul in his day, and one of the practical teachings that he was addressing.
我想在这里和之后的几个讲到的系列中都能够让大家知道使徒保罗好像是在临终遗嘱这样的关注一些很实际的问题。
This is on the very important topic of church unity and how important a characteristic it must be for the people of God.
教会的合一是非常重要的尤其是对上帝的子民更是一个重要的特性。
Because as the people of God, if we can have it affect our churches, then we can have it affect our homes, we can have it affect our workplaces, we can strengthen our testimony, we can reach our community and our cities.
作为上帝的子民，我们可以在我们的工作、家庭、社区当中产生影响。
Now, what was happening 2,000 years ago when this book was being written was there was tension between people's groups, the Jews, and everyone that was not a Jew, which is the Gentiles, you and I included today. So there's tension between people's groups, there's tension between individuals.
这里要讲到的是在不同的人种和人群之间个人之间的那种紧张的张力。
So much so that it was almost the end of the early church.
这个也是这个问题严重几乎要使教会走向终结。
And it's still happening today.
这个问题现在也存在。
Between cultures that live in the same country.
在同一个国家里的不同文化的冲突。
We see this in Ukraine.
我们在乌克兰看见这样的事。
We've seen this over the past couple weeks. It's all over CNN.
在过去的几周里面 ，CNN 很多的报道。
Perhaps you and I have faced and experienced racism in this great country, the United States.
也许你和我在这个美国都面临到种族的问题。
But nothing, perhaps, to the fighting and the hurt that is happening right now in the Middle East.
但是这些都不能跟在中东的冲突征战来相比。
This is what happens when tension between groups escalates. And no one steps in.
这就是当冲突激化而没有人可以进去阻止的时候所发生的事。
So in a week where we get to celebrate in America independence, we have fellow brothers and sisters who are Christians who were crucified by ISIS in the Middle East.
当我们在这里庆祝美国独立日的时候，有十二位我们的兄弟姐妹。在中东被 ISIS 钉十字架。
And then, as many of you know, the World Cup is going on the next couple weeks.
大家知道世界杯的决赛在后两个礼拜就要开始。
And I mean, I know Neymar is down, and Brazil is my favorite team.
我知道还鹿死谁手还不知道，但是巴西是我的球队。
Even as the World Cup has our attention the past few weeks, World Cup soccer or Wimbledon that's happening right now, or the Olympics, all these peaceful, global-minded events cannot bring the peace to the tensions that globally exist.
Well, 就像世界杯，在过去的几周抓住我们的注意力，世界杯足球赛、温布尔顿或者奥林匹克这些全球性的和平的。项目并不能够从这个世界的冲突当中带给我们
So the tension is real. The tension exists, even if we don't think about it, and if we're not surrounded by it, the tension is real.
冲突的张力是真实的，是存在的， 即便我们,
So the question is, does the Apostle Paul's concern in Romans have anything to do with today? Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们要想的就是使徒保罗在 罗马书中写到的 冲突 在与我们今天有什么相关？ 来我们看 罗马书12章。
And as we read these few verses together, our challenge just asks this question: will the church learn from the world, or should the world learn from the church?
在我们读这两节经文的时候， 我挑战大家思想这个问题， 是 教会向世界 学习靠拢， 还是世界向教会学习靠拢？
I'll read the first slide. Sister G will read the second slide with you in Chinese, and then we'll go back and forth. Please read together for me chapter 12, verse 1.
第一个, 幻灯片请英文的读, 第二个幻灯片, 中文的读。
Okay, together in English and Chinese. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Sister G?
第三节, 我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说, 不要看自己, 过于当看的, 要照着神所分给个人的信心的大小, 看得合乎中道。
And then all together, for just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Please turn to your neighbors. This is a passage that we read every week upstairs before we start praying together corporately. Please turn to your neighbors and say this, say verse 5 to your neighbor, okay? To left and right. So in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一生，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
Today I would like to cover 3 points.
今天我要讲三点。
I'm going to preface them each with a topic statement, and I'd like to give you a few reasons for each from Scripture.
我会用主题来讲。
The first one is this. The first premise is that unity is not simply based on the general belief that everyone matters.
第一点就是合一不是基于这样一个思想，就是每一个人都是重要的。
It is based on the fact that Christians all have the same faith in Jesus Christ.
它是基于这样一个事实，就是
God has given globally different cultures living in the same country. He's given everyone the same faith in Jesus Christ, our risen Messiah, our King.
上帝在世界各个地方，在各个不同的文化当中，给我们有同一个信仰，就是基督是我们的救主。
So however different we may be in temperament, in background, in culture, in calling, ability, all Christians have a chance to share this faith. And it is the groundwork, it is the foundation of our unity.
我们每个人都可能有不同的性情，不同的能力，不同的喜好，不同的呼召，可是在其中我们都有一个同样的使命，就是为耶稣基督做见证。
The second thing I'd like to prove is that the corollary of this is that the world around us loves to force us into disunity.
第二就是与此平行的，世界就在我们周围，非常乐于把我们逼入不合一。
And then lastly, as we're going to see from Romans chapter 12, that all of our worship, the essence of all our worship, why we do church, why we sing songs, why we listen to the radio, why we buy Christian books, is that worship will not mean anything to God if it is not sincere and involves the most crucial part of the offering piece, a self-offering.
不管我们的敬拜是 诗歌 还是来教会或者听 收音机的讲道， 如果我们的 敬拜没有一个最重要的部分， 那就是献上自己， 那么这样的敬拜对上帝来讲 根本毫无意义。
So please say this again with your neighbor. People do matter.
请对你旁边的人讲。
And we need to explore why. We need to explore why we matter to one another.
我们要去发现为什么我们彼此来。
In order to fully understand what this means, the why, we have to take a moment to look at the differences between Western thinking and Chinese thinking.
当我们要来认识 为什么每个人彼此相对都是重要的， 我们要从 西方的思想和中国的 传统思想来比较。
Both the modern Western and Chinese context share a belief that individuals are morally valuable.
西方的思想和中国的传统文化都认为 每个人是在道德层面上是很重要的。
So both cultures, for example, if you just select these two out of the many globally, both cultures say that people have an outstanding worth. People matter. However,
不管你在世界任何地方，你看这两个文化都是 人有着他 独立的价值。
Modern European and American cultures stress an individual separation, total independence, uniqueness from external authorities of power.
然而现在的欧洲美国的文化强调个人独立完全的分离和个人的特别与外界的权力是独立出来的。
Individualism, the Chinese tradition, emphasizes one's power from within the context of one's connection and unity with external authorities of power.
然而在中国的传统文化当中的个人主义强调的是一个人的能力是要与外界的权柄相连并产生合一。
There was an American teacher that was on exchange program in China 2 years ago.
有一个交换学者在两年以前说。
In the conversation the teacher had with some other teachers, he noted about how anxious citizens in China were about the Olympics.
他跟其他的老师分享中国人当时候对
In fact, several teachers and their husbands cried when they watched Chinese sprinter Liu Zhang fall over a hurdle and suffered an injury.
有些人分享到他们看到刘翔从百米跳栏的时候摔倒的时候崴了脚，他们真的都哭了。
And so when this American said, cry, you mean like literally cry? And they said, yes.
当美国人问说，你说的哭是实实在在掉眼泪吗？
And so the teacher said, your husband cried, but he didn't win.
然后那个老师说，为什么你的丈夫会哭呢？他没有赢啊。
I said, isn't that a bit extreme even for watching the Olympics? And the teacher proceeded to say, when he loses, we all lose together.
老师说她的丈夫的感受就是，如果她输了，我们都输了。
And if you're on Weibo, or is that the right Weibo, the text thing, and Twitter, you know, this poor athlete got so much condemnation from his, you know, fellow 1.4 billion brothers and sisters. People were condemning him, talking about how he's a failure, shaming him. And just a small fraction, they said, only 20% of people, mainly young people, were encouraging him and thanking him for running for so many years.
在大陆的网站微博，就像这里的Twitter这样，上面多数的人，他的14亿的 fellow 兄弟们都在指责他。 只有20%的年轻人在鼓励他说你为国家跑了那么多年。
Okay, so to summarize, so as Chinese people, we always think and operate as a unit, not individuals like Westerners. For example, when Chinese people identify our names, which name comes first?
就像我们讲到的个人是在一个整体里面，就像我们的当我们介绍我们的名字的时候
，It goes my last name first, my surname to identify which group I'm a part of. My family name comes first.
就像我们介绍自己的时候，我们的名字是姓，就是 last name.
Whereas
是第一是一个
If I meet Sean for the first time, I go up to Sean and say my name is Paul. He says my name is Sean. We just go with our first names.
就像在这里，如果我跟上。自我介绍我就说我是 Paul 他说他是像我们的是我们的名先说的
We say that because it's based on the concept of individualism
我们这样说是因为基于个人西方的个人的这样的传统
Let me give you a second example If we look at the way Chinese write addresses in China to each other we can also see how we view ourselves as a unit True?
但我们在中国写信的时候，你看那个地址，你也可以看得出来。
For example, when you mail something here at the post office, the address that you write in Chinese is very different than the one we would write in the U.S.
当你去邮局寄信的时候，你会发现，中国人写信的地址和美国人写信的地址的写法是非常不同的。
This method of writing our address in China is indicative.Of Chinese culture, you identify with the biggest first, which is the country.
这就是在中国写信的话，你首先认同的是最大的。
Followed by the province and then the province code.
然后就是省，和省的邮政号码。
And then next would maybe come the district.
然后可能是县。
Then the street name.
或者是然后是街道的名字。
And then young people, what do you notice? What comes last?
Your name.
Well, no wonder I don't get packages from Andrew right now. He's like sending to the wrong address.
So you wonder, 拿不到
Andrew's in China, by the way. Andrew's in China right now. Now, here, the Western way is we put our first name first, then our street address, then the city, then the country, and the zip code.
然后在这里，我们是西方的写是先把名字写上，然后你的街道，然后你的城市、州。然后国家，然后是邮政编号。
So what we have here is that if we're here to talk today, even with the best translator, and even talking about spiritual concept, our definitions have to be clear because unity and individuality, just by saying those words, are slightly different from just two cultures here in this room.
当我们在讲合一和那个个人的时候，就仅仅两个文化，我们就可以看见的不同。
And I have to tell you, when I was growing up, I became cross-eyed because I'd always have to go look back and forth, back and forth, back and forth at whichever culture I was in.
我在我成长的时候，因为我整天在不同的文化当中来回的看，所以我成了对眼。
Now, I'm out of eyes with two cultures. Now, what happens when we interject a third culture?
那我们有两个眼睛，如果看两个文化是这样，如果我们加入了第三个文化会怎么样呢？
What happens when we introduce a Judeo-Christian God?
当我们去把一个从犹太文化当中来介绍一个基督教的上帝的时候会怎么样呢
So let's see what Paul says here about individuality, about spirituality, about maturity, about unity.
让我们来看看保罗在这里怎么来讲合一属灵个人和成熟
And I would submit today,that Apostle Paul is going to use the word interdependence, which describes relationships in which members of the group are mutually dependent on the others.
我们在这里要看的那个字就是互相信靠，就是使徒保罗讲的，在个人和不同的团体当中互相信靠的这样一个关系。
The passage we just read is one of two famous passages which the Apostle Paul talks about the image of the body.
我们头先读的是使徒保罗两个 有关、基督身体的画面的中间的一段。
That is the imagery of body and limbs and organs.
是有关一个身体和他的肢体和器官的一个画面。
And he does this to stress the importance of the church, this need to be unified, and is made up of very different body parts, very different limbs and fingers.
他讲的教会合一的身体，是从不同的肢体这个角度来讲的。
The first passage is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, a very famous passage.
第一个讲到身体和肢体的关系是在哥林多前书十二章十二到二十七节。
There it is for reference in English, and there it is in reference in Chinese.
中英文的经文都在幻灯片上。
Now in verse 5 of Romans chapter 12, the Apostle Paul puts it this way. So in Christ, we who are many form one body.
在罗马书九章五节的第五节当中说，按着肉体说，基督也是从他们出来。
The Messiah, Jesus, is truly the ultimate human being, as well as being fully God over all, as Romans chapter 9, verse 5 puts it.
在九章五节当中说，基督也是从他们出来，他是在万有之上，是最终的人的形象的代表。
From them is traced the human ancestry of the Messiah, who is God over all, forever praised.
这就是我们可以把人类的祖先最终追溯到就是上帝的创造。
So those who are members of Jesus Christ's body are part and form God's renewed global humanity. Okay, so we're beginning to get a clue of why Paul used an illustration design to illustrate the need for many, and we realize that it's based on the fact that all Christians have the same faith, and that everyone does matter.
从这个身体的这个演示当中，我们知道我们的合一是因为我们有同一个信仰，就是耶稣基督，也以此知道我们每一个人都是很重要的。
One of the key verses that we just read in earlier in verse 2, the NIV says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of the world. Other translations say, this present age.
这个也是让我们回到罗马书十二章二节当中，在 NIV 说的不要，中文是讲不要效法这个世界。当中的时候是写有的地方写的是现在的这个世代。
In Galatians, Apostle Paul builds on this and says this present age by adding this present evil age.
在加拉太书一章四节使徒保罗把现今的世代前面加了一个定语，就是现今就是邪恶的时代。
He says the word evil because in the first century, many Jews and the Apostle Paul believed that world history would be divided into two parts.
他加的这个定语是因为在一世纪，使徒保罗和许多的信徒都是这样认为，有两部分。
The present age which he lived in and that we live in right now, this present time that has corruption, it has rebellion to God, we can see death in some of the images before.
这个历史的两部分就是，一部分就是当时他们所在的这个世代和我们现今所生活的世代，就是充满了邪恶的这个时代。
And in the first century, they hoped for this age to come. That is the time in which God would give new life to the world again, and mankind, which would restore full justice, full joy, full peace.
另外一个部分就是上帝要带来的新的时代，就是充满了完全的公正、喜乐和平安的时代。
And then as we as we enter that first century church, we realize that Jesus had ultimately broken the barrier. He conquers death. He has resurrected. And the Apostle Paul now is more certain than ever that we should stop living like we were hopeless.
就在那个一世纪的时代，耶稣基督战胜了死亡，死里复活，那让使徒保罗完全的非常的确定，我们不再需要活得没有希望。
And that this present age, which was hopeless, now has this permeating into it, and that the two together can give life and hope this side of heaven.
他讲到现今的这个邪恶的充满悖逆的对上帝充满悖逆领走向死亡的这个时代呢就要过去，新的这个时代呢就要到来，在这个中间呢我们要活着要以
This means that we look no longer like someone who has no control over our emotions or our actions, that a husband or a wife can't use excuse, I can't control myself.
在这因为这样在中间我们活着的人就不可以活着好像不能控制我们的思想行为妻子丈夫都再也不能用这样一个借口说我不能管住我自己要做什么。
That means a father and mother can't constantly blame other people for their faults.
就像父亲母亲你们也再也不能怪别人因为你们的过失去怪别人。
That means that we no longer look like someone who's just lazy and comfortable with just getting by.
我们再也不可以像那些人懒惰只为了可以得过且过。
But we look like someone connected to something bigger who has a choice and we choose to act appropriately for the future age which Jesus Christ has brought now.
而我们是要活着好像我们与一个伟大的上帝相连的人在这就是耶稣基督他已经带给我们的这个时代。
And so this term has been popularized since the 1970s, since the Jesus movement. The term being counter-cultural.
就是在1970年的时候有一个叫反文化的一个运动。
Not to be confused with our own Chinese history with the Cultural Revolution. These are two totally different events.
请大家不要和大陆的文化大革命混为一谈，这是两个完全不同的事。
In being countercultural, we are not trying to cleanse culture.
反文化不是说我们要洁净文化。
We're not trying to destroy it.
我们更不是要毁掉它。
It means that we don't look at all aspects of human society and culture as automatically bad, but we are prepared to think through each of these aspects of life.
我们不是要把文化中的任何一部分想当然的认为他们是不好的，而是要检查他们，看从各个不同的层面去检查他们。
This means that we must have a constant check on our hearts, and that we also need to connect it with sometimes what's the furthest thing from our heart, which is our mind.
这就是要求我们常常要对我们的心思意念有一个检测。这个是我们常常觉得离我们很远的。
Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, we need a renewing of our minds.
在罗马书12章2节说，我们要心意更新而变化。
Many Christians have never come to accept this. They've mentally said, Jesus is good for my children. They need moral direction. I'm older, so I don't need it now as much.
很多的基督徒说，耶稣基督是好的，他对我的孩子们更重要，他们需要道德上的指引，我现在已经年纪大了，所以对我不是那么需要了。
Or that Jesus, he's good for my life, so I'll accept him into my heart, but that's enough. I don't want to do things, I still want to do things my way in my own mind.
有的人说，耶稣基督是好的，我已经接受他在我的心里，但是我想做什么，还是照我自己的方法。
And have you ever heard the term, have you invited Jesus into your heart? It's been around for 150 years, since the first great revivals, 120, 150 years.
在120年到150年之前的这个大复兴至今一直流传的这样一句话，你有没有接受耶稣基督到你的心里？
And that's been the problem with the language that we use when we lead someone to Jesus. We very often focus only on their heart condition and the emotions that they are feeling at that time.
这个是语言造成的一个困惑，就是当我们在领人归向基督时候，我们常常考虑的是他们的感受，当时时候情绪的状况。
And that's because of the Western European tradition where Christianity starts spreading and we start using a language to invite Jesus into your heart.
当时基督教在欧洲非常的传遍，当时时候的话就是你有没有接受耶稣到你的心里。
And that's why I hear all the time the feelings, like for example at a church camp retreat where we say my heart felt something.The music there is so special, it moves my heart.
我们常常听到的在夏令基督教的夏令营当中，我们常常听到我感受到什么东西，这个音乐实在震撼了我的心。
The feeling that I experienced at this retreat or this summer conference or this special speaker, it touched something. But then when they go home, people are like, why is that feeling not there? What happened? Where is everybody? Where is this feeling?
就像很多时候听了讲员讲到你有那种感动，然后回到家了以后这个感动在哪里，那些好的人在哪里，好像都不见了。
And the key to all this is that it can't be done by just how we think part of the time.
我们这个心意更新不是就是一半时间半信半疑的就可以做得到的。
We have to be alert, the Apostle Paul says all the time.
使徒保罗说我们要警醒所有的时间。
I want to close with a story, and I just want to, we're going to pick up here in a couple of weeks, but as we talk about putting our thought on Jesus, connecting with our heart, I want to think about how sometimes on our own we come up with some really silly ideas.
我今天要用一个故事先结束以后我们再回过头来讲就是很多的时候我们的想法是很幼稚愚蠢的。
Romans chapter 1 18 to 32 is an exhaustive list of all the silly human rebellion that we have against God that stems from our own thinking and not giving our mind and our heart to God.
在罗马书一章十八到三十二节那里列了几乎全部人的很愚妄的想法希望这些错误的想法阻止了我们对上帝的认识。
So young people, listen carefully to the advice and wisdom from elder people today.
所以年轻人请你们要留意长辈们对你们充满智慧和生活经验的教导。
Much of the way that we choose to live involves just shallow and silly patterns of behavior, and all we're doing is we're just copying it from other people without thinking.
很多时候年轻人他们所做的事并没有经过思考，就是模仿拷贝别人的这样的方式
One of these silliest ideas is that once somehow you climb up the ladder or you're responsible for people, maybe you're a middle manager or perhaps you've been promoting, you became a chairman or a CEO, and now you're really important and responsible, that all then people are dependent on you, that you alone know best.
一个故事演示就是有一个人他被升职做了领导，做了忠诚的经历，他就自己觉得感觉很好别人都需要他依靠他，他就觉得他什么都知道了。
I want you to meet George. George the boss. He's the chairman of a very famous tech company.
大家来看这个人叫 George, 他是一个很著名的高科技公司的。
Now, after 1 year where he's been there and he's a chairman of the company, I meet with him for lunch and we talk about how it's going.
有一次在 午餐的时候我与他相遇，他那是他任职以后的一年。
He says, oh, it's been so wonderful since I took over. Once I figured out all the problems with this pitiful place.
他说，哦，太棒了，一切都很好，当我接管了这个很可怜的公司。
And he says, this company is doing so well under my leadership, and I'm so proud to be leading it.
他说，在我的领导下，这个公司做得真是太棒了，我引以为荣。
So I asked him over lunch, say, George, so did you say pitiful place?
所以我问他，George, 你是说那个公司很可怜吗？
I mean, what kind of improvements have you been able to do in 1 year?
我问他，在过去一年你都做了一些什么改进呢？
Well, I've only just realized what the problem was.
他说我只是意识到问题是什么。
Everybody in this company, they had a clear idea how they wanted the chairman to act, what sort of meetings they needed, and so on, and I've done my best to meet with everybody.
这个公司每个人都有他们的想法，会要开多长，董事长应该怎么样做事。
I pretended to listen to their procedures.
我几乎见了所有的人，装着了解了他们所有的过程。
And I figured out one thing. I did way too much for them.
我发现了一件事，就是我为他们做了太多了。
I've let their expectations dictate and shape my schedule and my work.
我让他们的期望控制了我的时间和我的营运。
I need to forget about that because I have my own ideas. We don't need their ideas. We're going to do it my way.
我要把这些通通都丢弃，我要做我的方法。
Meet George's employees.
然后这个是 George 的员工。
It should be no surprise that 5 employees quit that month.
所以你可以意识到不奇怪，五个员工辞职了。
That their sales are down.
他们的销售下降了。
That investors are nervous.
他们的投资者很紧张。
What has this boss done to this organization?
这个老板对他的公司做了什么呢？
Has he caused unity or disunity for this organization?
他建立的是合一呢，还是分裂？
He's caused disunity.
他制造了分裂。
Has the boss in the story brought more peace or more tension to the organization?
这个老板的故事是带出了更多的和平呢，还是冲突？
He's caused more tension. Now there's a lot that George the boss could learn from the way that Jesus wants his followers to treat others.
这个 George 的George 老板可以从耶稣怎么对待他的跟随者。
If you could just take some notes from the Apostle Paul and the way that Jesus talked about organizations and unity.
如果他可以从使徒保罗的书信中学习耶稣是怎么建立他的身体。
Because man, George is going to need some help.
当然这个 George 需要帮忙。
People will continue to rebel against him.
要不然员工会继续的反对他。
People will continue to cheat, lie, and steal in this type of environment because bad behavior always breeds more bad behavior to cope with the discord and the friction.
他的员工会继续的欺骗偷窃在他的公司里面，因为坏的行为会导致更坏的行为，因为人要在这样一个环境当中去面对摩擦和冲突。
We're going to pause here. We have much more to discuss the next time. And as we pause here, I want us to think about this. Read Romans chapter 1-11. When we submit ourselves humbly to God and to each other to be accountable for our thoughts, for our actions, we have the opportunity for God to transform our minds and our hearts.And put us into giving life lessons of unity for those around us.
在我们要结束的时候，我们再回过头来看罗马书十二章所说的。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此行，乃是理所当然的。我们这样子做是可以给我们周边这些没有相信上帝的人没有合一的人看见一个榜样。
So assignment for next time, please remember to read Romans chapter 1-11. I want to reflect on this question about why, which we're going to cover later on, why does God give gifts to both Jews and to Gentiles? And I want us to think about this, because this is really important, and this is the essence of the series. We want to put this lesson in effect for RCCA, especially because of two things.
在看这个功课的时候，希望大家记得要读罗马书一到十一章。在读的时候，你要思想一个问题，就是为什么上帝把恩赐给了犹太人和外邦人。
One, because we are a non-denominational church and we need to cooperate. Rebecca? Okay. One is because we are a non-denominational church and we need to cooperate in a godly spirit of unity with other denominations, both locally and globally.
对我们磐石教会来讲，我们思想前面那个应用的时候，也要记得我们是一个无宗派的教会，我们也要在讲到合一的时候，我们也要想到和其他宗派的合一，在世界范围的，也和当地范围里面。
And two, because we are a monocultural church primarily, and because we are mainly a Chinese church, may we always put Jesus above our culture first.
我们教会也可以说是单一文化的一个教会，基本上我们的成员都是中国人，所以我们要记得，我们要把耶稣基督放在我们的教会之上。
Amen.
教会放在我们的传统之上。
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister G. Thank you.